I would like to know from the candidates, please, we're all passionate about the issue of housing, but what is happening, like that's happening in Battersea, is these great big towers, hideous beyond speech in design, are being sold and bought off-site in Malaysia. Therefore, very, very wealthy people, it's all luxury housing. Where are ordinary people supposed to live? And we're not talking about low-cost housing, we're talking about affordable housing.
Right, we got that, and we're going to come to that. That's a very good point. Then the guy behind you, yes?
Yes, I just wanted to sort of probably expand on that theme, actually. The question is often asked, where will our children live? Which is a very good question, but particularly in view of the environment we're here today. It's a stronger question, where will our colleagues and employees live into the future? London is facing a huge problem of people across the housing spectrum. It's not just people who want to buy, it's not just people in affordable housing, it's across the entire spectrum.
Yeah.
And any policy needs to address all aspects of that.
Very good. Then these young men in front, yeah?
I'd just like to know, would any of the candidates support the idea of a rent cap?
Right. I think that's the first three questions. We're interested in the overseas ownership. I think that is a hot topic. And there's also this issue of the rent cap. Sorry, what do you comment first?
Actually, on the overseas, look, I can understand why we all feel quite aggrieved when we see these properties sold before even built. Of plans, and actually sometimes you go to these areas and people don't actually live in the community where they're finally built. But actually, tackling that, I don't believe that the numbers involved is going to solve the housing crisis. What we have to do is actually focus on the supply and so on the bigger picture. If we focus on these high-end developments, that is not going to be enough to tackle the whole housing crisis overall. So while I'm sympathetic and I worry about it, I'm also worried about two sort of interventionists in the marketplace, and I would make sure that actually we're increasing supply. I'm far more interested in carrots than sticks, and that tends to be my point. Okay.
And Zach, when you read in the Standard about kind of Malaysian and Hong Kong retail marketing developments going up in London, is that something that you accept? Do you know anything about it?
So the reason a lot of international investors are investing in London is because the world is increasingly volatile and unstable, and London is a safe place, as safe as anything could be, to deposit money. So you're right, a lot of the buildings that are going up are being bought by people as effectively as safety deposit boxes that no one is going to live in. And the numbers, actually, we're no reliable figures, but there's a very, very wide range of opinions for how many homes fit that category. But if we start with the position that there are a lot of people overseas and institutions that want to invest in London property, I would suggest we turn that into a good, not a bad. I would suggest that we harness that appetite for investing in London and ensure that that money is geared towards building homes for Londoners, homes that people in London want, not the blocks that you just described, but homes that people can live in. And it is possible to do that. We've seen models in Canada, we've seen models all over the world where development corporations, we have London development corporations, but a larger London development corporation could become a depository for investors all around the world and pension funds and pension organisations here in this country, with the money being used to roll out the building stock on publicly owned land for any purpose, but principally I would say for affordable rent. You're giving people the opportunity, long-term, low-risk, medium-return investments, but without depriving Londoners of the homes that Londoners need to live in. So I think something that generally nowadays is regarded as a negative could very easily become an overwhelming positive. And I think that's one of the things that we need to do. But fundamentally, we do need a London-first bias in relation to the homes that are built and bought.
Stephen? Well, let's get really practical about this, because it is of all the issues, the questions, all the issues that have been raised are very pertinent. And what can a mayor do about it? Now, Tierfell owns more land than the London Borough of Camden. 5,700 acres. You can dispose or sell, use another word, about 1,000 acres within one mayoral term. That could yield as much as 50,000 homes, or many schools in places that we need schools and vital services. Now that can be done in one mayoralty. Now my view is we need to ensure that isn't sold off plan in Malaysia, and those people who work hard, live in this city, and contribute. Under my mayoralty, would get first call on that. So if you've worked here, lived here for 3 years, you get the first call on that. I think you need to be active, you do need to intervene. And I'd probably treasury around a buy-to-leave investor, a person who doesn't live. We need a living city. We can't have someone who just buys, doesn't live here, and gets the tax break. And treasury should So I think there's a job to be done in number 11, and there's a job for the mayor to ensure that Londoners get those homes that they can afford to live in.
There's already the power in local authorities to charge multiples of the council tax in order to discourage people from leaving properties that are empty. So the boroughs have a lot to say on that. We have to start talking about building the kind of properties that actually investors aren't that interested in. I mean, they're not interested in houses with gardens, with doors open out on the street. And people say that's some kind of rural idyll Andrew Boff's talking about, but you only have to walk a few hundred yards from where we are and I'll show you a house with a garden that walks down to the street. It is the London vernacular, and that's the kind of house that we
How much does it cost, built, by the way? How much does it cost this house if you're a
builder? Well, this is the point, because we're not building enough of them. They're very, very expensive, as I established in a report back in 2012 called Radically Normal, that was calling radically for building family housing. In regard to the tower blocks, under a Boff mayoralty, the London plan will be amended. There will be. Nowhere in London will you be able to build more than six stories on a residential property, apart from five key areas, commercial areas. Right. Nowhere in London, just to underline it, nowhere in London will you be able to build more than six stories. Londoners need to reclaim their horizon. It belongs to them. I want to hand it
over. Can I just...
With regard to the rent...
The young man in the front row asked about rent. And there is a specific issue affecting particularly younger people of the proportion of their earnings that are now going in paid rent. Is there any member of this panel who either would go for rent controls or other measures to help people with their rent costs?
I will follow the Professor Christine Whitehead from the London School of Economics, who was before the London Assembly only yesterday. And she said and confirmed that the only rent stabilisation schemes only work where they're not needed. That's the only international comparison gap, that rent stabilisation simply doesn't work. And if anything, it has the negative impact of actually encouraging landlords to increase their rent.
I'd love to have a really easy policy that sorts out the standards that we see in the private rented sector, because there are a lot of people that are good landlords, and there are one or two people that bring the whole sector into disrepute. So I do think we need to have effective regulation, and there are ways of working on the schemes that Boris has now started to strengthen those. We know that rent controls, or even any form of rent stabilisation, really doesn't work. It's not the silver bullet. What we need to do is increase the supply, have models where we can get more people to have the opportunity to rent their homes, get employers involved in that with schemes. And I was talking today to a partner in one of the business services. They're now helping their graduates into rented accommodation and sorting the problem out as they should. And that's the way forward, rather than moving in and having that kind of a...
The rental standard that Boris set up has taken us a step in that direction. And my understanding is that the housing bill going through Parliament shortly will take that London rental standard much, much further, an attempt to create a blacklist of rogue landlords and much more. I mean, I think the fact that Shelter has welcomed this as very exciting in the last press release I saw suggests that the government is intending to go quite far. But the bottom line again is that if demand massively exceeds supply, then people are always going to be over a barrel. And this issue of provision is absolutely first, front, and centre.
The problem is you can't have too intrusive rate caps. Landlords simply won't rent out. And actually you'll find out that you'll have even more concerns. It won't necessarily be the areas such as Battersea Power Station or whatever. And they'll find ways of getting around the rules. But actually what we need to do is, as Zach has said and others have said in the past, let's make the London rental standards stronger. But also let's encourage new entrants. I was talking to one of the largest pension funds the other day, and they said one of the things that they've done, they do not invest in government projects because they think most government projects are rubbish and they don't see the return. But they started investing in city centre student housing. They now want to move into the private rental market for young professionals, and they want to come in, clean up the standards, and we're going to see an expansion of this. And they will raise the standard, and we can help them along that route, right, by raising another
100%. I want to move on to the next theme, because